Ariana's on the phone today for a second date update. You know, Ariana should consider herself lucky because most dudes, when they go out on a first date, are trying to score the big O. Her dude, just trying to score a Big Mac. Because that's all they did. They went to McDonald's and then went for a walk in the park. And now she's not getting a call back and we have no idea why.
And you said, I mean, in all of it, nothing seemed to go wrong and you guys just clicked. I'm just hoping that this is finally a second date where there's a real reasonable explanation. Like he's been in the hospital for a couple weeks or something. I don't know.
That's not true.
You think maybe he didn't like your food choice? Maybe you ordered the wrong thing at McDonald's. That's his big test.
Ooh. Well, I did hear they have breakfast all day now, so maybe I did mess up.
Maybe you did, or maybe you got the filet of fish, because anytime I see somebody get that, I'm like, serial killer, for sure.
Oh, no, no.
All right, I'm going to dial his phone number right now and see if we can figure it out for you. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Jerry?
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Jubal from McDonald's.
Shut up. That's not true.
Wait, I'm sorry, I'm a little confused. This is Jubal?
Yes.
From the morning show?
Yes, from Brook and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
Okay. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, not much. How are you?
Listening.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Not too bad. Thank you for asking. A little hungry for no reason at all, but we can get to that later.
What's going on?
Somebody emailed us about a second date update.
Okay.
Congratulations, Jerry.
Been on a date recently to the Golden Arches.
Oh, man.
Oh, you know exactly what McDonald's date we're talking about.
Are you serious right now?
Yes, Ariana is who I'm guessing you're thinking of. She's wondering why you're not calling her back after you took her on a beautiful date to McDonald's and a walk through the park.
Oh, my God.
So Jubal's actually kind of making fun, but she's had a great time.
Yeah.
I did, too. I had a great time.
Oh, good. So
why
don't
you
call her back.
Calling
then,
her back, yeah.
Well, I'm so embarrassed right now. Taking a girl to McDonald's is ridiculous. I get it, but believe me, I had something in the back of my mind, and I'm not like a wacko that just takes girls to McDonald's.
Hold up. You took her to McDonald's for a specific reason.
Yeah, I did.
Wait, was there actually like some sort of weird McDonald's test that you were doing?
Kind of.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yes, kind of.
Whoa. Jubal like was joking about that earlier. I thought yeah. he was like being ludicrous.
No.
I thought I was too.
What? Listen, 5 years ago, if I would have met Ariana, like she's awesome. But timing's kind of like everything, right?
So she's hot, but she's 5 years ago hot?
No.
No, it's not about that. She's beautiful. It's just, okay, so this is embarrassing, but my biological clock is ticking. I'm like in my mid-30s. I'm going to be pushing 40, and it's kind of, I don't know. It's just, I guess it's women that normally feel that way, but I feel like my clock is ticking, so I wanted to go to McDonald's. So we went, but in the back of my mind, I was kind of hoping that it would also propel us into a conversation about, like, kids.
What? Yeah, like having kids? Like you and her possibly having kids? Like if she's open to children?
Yes.
Whoa.
I mean, she told us that you said you wanted to take things slow.
Well, that's what you say. But, I mean, I
But you wanted to get her pregnant right there in the drive-thru.
Oh, my God. Wait, so you think
that's what it sounds like.
In the back of my mind, I was like, I've been to that McDonald's before, and I always see kids, and it's all kind of fun for me. Like, I sit at McDonald's, and I'm not a creeper. I just...
Yeah, don't continue that sentence. Like, we get what you're about to say, but it's going to come off very creepy.
Watch
so just move past that. You, like, you took her there to sit next to kids.
This is... I'm not, again, not creepy here, but I wanted to take her to McDonald's because the kids were there, the playground, all of that, and I wanted to see if her motherly instincts would kick in.
What does that mean? Like she was going to punish a child for running when he's not supposed to indoors or something?
Or grab somebody else's baby and just start breastfeeding it? Like what?
I don't get it either.
How does that just kick in public like that?
No. Not like that at all. It's just, So we were having lunch, and there was this cute, like a brother and sister, they're playing, and the brother literally fell off the monkey bars. They had like a little jungle gym in there. He fell off 2 feet from us.
And?
It didn't faze her at all. Nothing.
Yeah, because, not... Jerry, kids fall all the time. I have kids, and it doesn't faze me when they fall.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I went over, and I was, like, looking for the mom, and the mom came over, and, of course, she helped out. But Ariana didn't, she didn't do anything. It was like we were in a Seinfeld episode. Like, oh, that's a shame.
So you're saying because
the kids weren't really hurt, and they just fell down.
Not hers.
You're saying that because she didn't help some strange child when the child fell on a playground, you think that she is not going to be a good mother?
No. I didn't say that. I was just looking for the instinct. My focus is on kids. If her instinct was to focus on kids, she would have done something, but that didn't happen. So I don't know.
I feel like that's a really unfair judgment.
Look, I know what it's like to be on a first date. I've been on plenty of first dates. So I know on the date, I'm not going to ask her if she wants to have kids right away. You just don't do that.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking maybe if I saw something subconsciously, I would get a sense. I mean, that's how I feel.
I don't know about that one. And I feel like women out of anyone would understand if you talked about your biological clock and those feelings.
Well, I really want to have kids now. Like, I want to have kids immediately.
When you say immediately, you're talking in the next 6 months?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Jeez.
Holy cow.
I don't think the timing works out on that anyway.
I don't want to be like an old dad that's like 40 years old trying to, you know, throw a football for my kid.
It just feels you should have started this process a couple years ago or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Thanks for giving us the reason, Jerry. And just to let you know, Ariana is on the other line, and we can ask her right now if she's ready to get pregnant.
God.
Ariana, are you ready to have a baby with Jerry?
You knew this. Are you kidding me?
Hi,
I really don't want to do this, you guys.
You did it.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Ariana.
Hi.
Were you listening?
I was. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. I feel like such an idiot right now.
No, I wish you'd just talked to me. I get it. I get the whole biological clock thing. And
you do?
I feel a little weird that, like, you didn't see that or whatever it was that you saw in me. You didn't see that I was motherly. I mean, I did a lot, like, I've got younger brothers and sisters I told you about. I used to babysit. Like, I love kids.
Yeah, but there's a difference between loving kids and wanting to have them right this second.
I mean, I want to have kids, like, in, like...
You do?
Yeah. Like, I don't know, like, 2-3 years?
Hey.
What?
You know what? That timeline just doesn't work for me.
What? Jerry!
Why?
2-3 years with someone who is wonderful rather than 6 months with someone you barely know. Yeah. I mean...
No, I'll be too old by then.
You won't.
Jerry, you realize you don't actually have a biological clock? Like, your stuff's going to work.
Yeah.
George Clooney just had twins and he's like 86 or something, right? Like, that stuff stays fresh for a while, okay?
Good,
your expiration date is late compared to ours.
Look, I know all of the biological stuff. I know it. But it's a physical thing for me. I don't want to feel old and have kids. I want to be youthful and vibrant and all of that stuff, and nothing can change that.
So 2-3 years is like too much for you? You need someone to... Wow.
But Jerry, how are you going to establish a good foundation of a relationship to have someone to parent with?
Good question. But I think there should be like a spark. That's what I was looking for. I was looking for that moment where it was like, oh my God, I can't wait to have kids. And that didn't happen for me. I just didn't feel that. It wasn't there. There was nothing that felt like kids now. Nothing.
You know, Jerry, I think I already know the answer, but would you want to go out with Ariana on a second date again? We will pay for it.
I don't know. I just feel like the timing's off between us. That's too bad. Oh. But Ariana, if you're really nice, and I enjoyed being with you. So if like anybody, some girls around you that you know of that you could set me up with, I would.
What?
Are you just looking for a surrogate?
Wait. So you're rejecting me, but you want me to set you up with one of my friends who will have your child like this year?
Well, if it's not too much to ask, I would appreciate that.
It's not a big request at all, yeah. Not too much to ask.
I'm sorry, Jerry, but I guess my timeline isn't going to work for your request.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for doing the second date update, Ariana. And Jerry, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Okay, well, you got it, guys. And yeah. I know you have a lot of listeners, so if you want to put the word out for me, I'm a really nice guy.
Do it right now. Text in 78592. Who wants to get pregnant by Jerry?